Yep.
You ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 155 for December the 16th, 2022. Only 9 days to Christmas. How exciting.
I love the enthusiasm.
I'm joined on my left in a Christmas jumper by Dave.
Hello.
And I'm joined on my right in a Christmas hat by Neil.
Hello.
I am not wearing anything Christmassy.
You are the Scroogey guy.
I am the Grinch, which I am regularly called by my family. Like my father before me, who was also called the Grinch. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Sounds a little bit under the weather there, Fraser.
Yeah, it's been one of those weeks. So you have Neil to thank for there being a show, as I did cry off this morning. And said I wanted to just have a breather and maybe postpone.
I would not allow it.
Neil has this amazing tendency. Dave just skips around and just goes, yep, no worries. Okay, day off. I know, that's which is great. And then it's minimal communication from Neil, which I already is up, that straight away digs into my soul, and I
he knows, he's like, oh, he feels bad already.
I felt terrible, and I'm sure we've gone down this road a couple of times where I've cried off and you've brought me back from the
I don't know if it's a couple. I definitely remember one time. I think maybe it's twice.
I think that's
like, are you sure? Sure you don't want to do a show? It's usually a bit of a laugh.
Even the thing is, even and you were making me laugh on WhatsApp, so I was like, oh yeah, okay, this is great, yeah, we'll do a show, of course, thanks for pulling me out of it. But even 5 minutes before, I'm like, I don't want to fucking do this, I'm tired, I want to be left alone.
Oh, I've got a message from a brother on Steam.
Look at that, nice.
I haven't heard from him for ages.
Yeah, but no. The kicker is, Fraser, is Neil rocks up like 10 minutes late. Oh, I've been asleep.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
we're sat here waiting for him.
The fact is, I've been feeling quite shit for the last 3 days as well. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah. I went to work Tuesday night. Felt fine. Went to sleep Tuesday. Went to sleep Wednesday morning. Woke up Wednesday night going, wow. Where did that come from? Feel like shit.
Yeah.
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 What were the...
I was just like, chesty and cold. It's me.
Yeah. See, I don't know. I was... I had a sort of an upset tummy most of last week. And then I think around about Monday or Tuesday, I woke up and I just felt rough. Like proper sore throat and
everything. In the jungle.
I did a COVID test. I was convinced I had COVID again.
I've done a test and it was negative. So I'm like, yeah fuck it, I'm fine.
Actually, once I saw it a few days. Yeah, once I saw that it was negative, I was like, whew, thank goodness. Okay, I feel great now. So yeah, no, just a pretty brutal cold. So I don't know, but there you go.
Everyone's ill apparently.
Yeah,
yeah.
This time everyone's getting
stuff
ill.
And yeah. Oh well. So ooh, here we are, by hook or by crook. We made it, so we'll get an episode here out to our listener ear holes. So without further ado,
no one even bothered to turn up for the show either. No one's chatting.
Oh, that's okay.
Come on.
I think it gets like this around Christmas time though, right?
People are all busy, work dues.
Exactly. It's our duty to still get them something in, get them a show into their podcast listener.
We're the hangover cure.
I might be having a couple of hangovers this weekend.
Well, it's the season, isn't it? Let's move on to football then. Let's drive this forward so we can get this going.
Right. World Cup.
Is it still going on, is it?
Well, apparently so.
So this is the league. My son's top because he's. What happened this week is there were the semi-finals, wasn't there?
Yes.
So once you get to the semi-finals, basically you've got four teams that have got two matches left.
Mm.
Because whoever loses the semi-final still plays in the third and fourth place playoff. But usually they just hoof out everyone who hasn't played to play, get some minutes. But what happened Tuesday is fell asleep before the game. So I didn't do any changes. I had Messi in my team already because I did a load of transfers prior to that. But he was on my bench. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And he went to school and do assists or whatever, didn't he? So I had to. I didn't get to do any transfers before the kickoff of the Argentina game. But what I did was I managed to make all of my transfers during the game week. And because I didn't manually sub anyone in, he got subbed in. I made sure that I'd rigged it so that he would automatically sub in for someone else who didn't play.
Clever girl.
And I wasn't sure it was going to work until it actually happened at the end of the game week. I was like, phew! So I did okay, but I wasn't as good as I was planning on doing. And I didn't play a chip. So I've got to play me whatever the one for the captain is this week.
Right.
I think for the final week. But yeah, so he's done all right. Dave took over second place.
Well done, Dave.
You had Captain Messi, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Yeah. So he did okay. He was probably the best.
Luckily, that was a holdover from the week before because I missed putting the team in last week.
Yeah.
And I had quite a few players that didn't play.
You did. And I still did shitter. Yeah. Because I had, I think I still had Harry Kane as sitting as my captain.
Right.
And I was like, oh, bollocks.
Yeah, so, I think you had a few players that have got minus points as well.
Yeah, because I had put some Croatia defenders in because I thought, yeah, I can see Croatia. But they've been really tight and solid the whole tournament. And then Argentina finally turned up in a big way and smashed them 3-0. So, yeah, I had two Croatia defenders on minus one. So that was fun.
And your son's on top.
He is.
Good work.
Yeah, he's been all over it, copying his advisor's advice, I guess. So, anyway, enough said about World Cup. Final and the third, fourth place playoff Saturday and Sunday this week. Final on Sunday.
God, who's going to win it now?
Argentina, France. Ooh, well,
please, France, win it.
You reckon?
I want France to win it. Yeah, fuck Argentina.
Yeah, it's messy though, isn't it?
I don't care.
He wants to say
try. You sound like my daughter. I like Messi. Why do you like Messi? Why do you like Messi? Because he's the greatest player in the world.
Well,
it's not good enough for me. He's Argentinian. You can't. No, it's all right.
Well, not just in the world, but possibly of all time. But there you go. Mm. And, you know. For him, it would be a shame if he never won anything. Like, he's won the South American stuff, but that doesn't really matter, does it?
I think it matters to them.
Yeah, no one really cares about that. It's a bit of a nonsense. There's only them and Brazil in it anyway. It's a bit like Scotland Premier League, isn't it? There's only two teams in that league. Might as well just play each other and let everyone else go in.
I guess. I don't know. I guess maybe a lot. I just don't like Argentina. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, there was a bit of history there between England and Argentina. That's for sure. We're not best friends on the pitch.
On and off the pitch.
Or off the pitch. So, yeah.
It's funny because Argentina is one of the places on my to-go list. Like, I would love to go to Argentina. Mm. But when it comes to football, it's just.
Well, you're Canadian, so you'll probably be all right.
I want nothing to do with them on the football pitch. I will hope they get thrashed 27-0 by France.
Mbappe scores 15 goals or something.
Yeah, that'd be fine by me.
Mbappe equals Messi's World Cup scoring record in the final.
In the final, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I've got a conundrum. I've got both Mbappe and Messi in my team at the moment. So
yeah, that's fine.
I've got to go one or the other. Like, I can't. Why?
You can have both in.
I don't know. I think I've got to go heavy on one side.
Yeah, but you want. The thing is, if you go for me, you can go split your attackers. You probably got to go big on one side for your defense or two, because right. There's obviously the third, fourth place game as well.
Yeah.
And they tend to be shit games, I think. Like,
yeah,
generally low scoring affairs.
Mm.
Excuse me.
Okay.
But yeah. So obviously with the end of the World Cup brings the return of the Premier League. It's only 10 days away.
Boxing Day.
Yeah. So get on the unlimited free transfers.
Yeah. Can you do your free transfers now? Can you?
Unlimited transfers at the minute. Bear in mind that if you have had Haaland for a while, you might have gained some money on him. If you bid him off, you're going to lose that extra money. It will cost you more to get him back in. Excuse me. But there are some players who maybe have dropped in the value that may be worth sticking in.
Because
they've had a bit of a rest and maybe are ready to go firing, because they've had another pre-season effectively with their clubs. Mo Salah. So, yeah, it's time to divert your attention back to the Premier League. Get those teams ready. And, excuse me, what is this? This has happened last week.
Oh, I kicked him off last time.
Hang on a second. I'm going to have a little cough. Can someone talk?
Yeah, sure. I'll talk. Okay. Well, is there anything else we need to do for football? Because I can't wait to get back to the utter joy of the Fantasy Premier League that I've been enjoying.
What I was going to say so was much. There's the fresh start coming. So everyone is in the competition will be having a second league starting, and they're scoring from zero from this week coming. And we have an opportunity to create a new mini league.
Why are they doing that?
Because we've had this big break in the season and people may have become fed up with the FPL because they're fucking miles behind and can't be arsed anymore. So should we start a new league to run alongside our current league with the fresh start coming?
I think you can't get rid of the primary league.
That stays. Whatever.
That has to be the main event. People who've put in the effort and done well, we can't take that away from them. Unless they're non-listeners. And then we don't care. But sure, yeah, you can have a mini league. We could call it, I don't know, we'll give it something. We'll find it, give it an appropriate name.
Could do with some feedback from the people who are playing the league, whether they want to start us another league to run alongside the current one. Just for a little bit of extra competition.
Well, I mean, if it just happens, it happens, right? And just run, but it's not the main event.
So. You still have to manually join the other league, that's all.
Oh, okay.
So I'd have to get the link out and everything pretty quick.
All right. Yeah, we'll have a think about that. I would say just do it. Just do it. And if people want to jump in or whatever, but it's not worth anything.
Mm. Yeah, if no one turns up, then we just won't talk about it. Pretending
unless someone can do the double.
Well, yeah, could do, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Not you, though.
No. No chance. All right, that's definitely enough football. Thank you. Okay, let's move on to listener mail. We don't have much here. Chinny, I think, was pretty much the only one who dropped us we have a quiz from Lord, which is great. Chinny says, but decent games. I don't know what that means. I think that's a typo. But decent, I think that could be any decent game.
It could be, because it's probably done it on his phone, hasn't it?
Any decent games coming out next year? What's on the hype train for any of you?
What's that Bethesda one? Starfield. I'm a sucker for RPGs like that.
Are you? I mean, I'm not, but I know how much joy I've had from Fallouts the last couple of times that I think I could be...
They say it's going to be a bit more like Skyrim. Obviously in space.
Yeah, see, I'm fine with that. I didn't really end up getting on very well with Skyrim. I've tried, but I like space stuff and technology. So that could be pretty good.
I'll be checking it out, no doubt, because it'll be on Game Pass.
You're going to...
check it out. It's a bit of a feeble effort today because I'm not feeling very well. There was loads of stuff at the Game Awards that said it was coming out next year on the like their trailers. I'll probably play God of War Ragnarok in 2023, even though it came out in 22. So that's
I see a lot of people putting that as their game of the year.
Well, they obviously didn't play Elden Ring, did they?
And Elden Ring.
Yeah. Spoilers for my game of the year.
Yeah, maybe that's what I've got to look forward to next year is Elden Ring. But that's not well, that's coming out. Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's coming to Game Pass anytime soon.
Yeah, just, so it's
probably still selling.
I can't think of anything else that's got my attention.
Yeah, I should have looked at that back at those things because there was a couple of things that looked interesting.
No, well.
There'll be something that just comes out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, of course.
I'll be like, wow, this game's amazing.
How did we not see it coming?
Yeah. Probably won't be on my PlayStation, though. Because that doesn't get turned on very often.
Okay, so there we go, Chinny. We haven't really...
Sorry, mate.
Nothing. Yeah. Well, I mean, if there isn't, you know, maybe that's the answer, right? That there isn't really a whole...
No, there was loads of people are really hyped for next year. I keep seeing all this hype about, 2023 is going to be amazing. There's so many good games coming out. And I'm a bit like, what's coming out again? I can't really remember anything. Yeah. All the games that's supposed to have come out this year. There's loads coming out in February in there because they all got delayed from this year.
Not sure.
What's that Redfall as well? That's coming out, isn't it? Or is it not coming out next year? That was the... Who does it? It was the zombie vampire thing, wasn't it? Vampire, a bit like Back for Blood, but with vampires, I think.
Great.
Or something like that, anyway.
We'll probably slag it off, and then it'll be brilliant, and we'll all play it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on then to Lord's Quiz.
Right, I haven't looked at this at all.
Ooh. All right. Who's going to be the quiz master?
Not me.
I thought you're normally the quiz master. I'll be the quiz master.
Go on then, quiz master Dave.
Where's the show comments? Right. Okay. So, quiz from Lord. Question number one.
I have an insert jingle there.
Yeah, insert jingle. Question number one. What company is a parody of Facebook in GTA 5? I'll read the question again. What company is a parody of Facebook in GTA 5?
Oh, bloody hell.
These GTA 5 questions are no good for me. I never know.
I think it's something like iFace.
There was iFruit. Went there was like your little app on your phone,
yeah,
or was your phone maybe something? I feel like it was Life something, Life Invader.
Life Invader,
is that it?
I don't know, Fraser. You gonna have a guess? I said iFace.
I don't know. iHead. I don't know.
The answer is, Neil was correct, Life Invader.
Yes! Yes!
Wow.
Finally got one right.
I think I was getting confused with the iFruit app, which I can't remember exactly what the point of that app on the game was, but I just remember something. All right, question number two. What is the name of Laura Croft's butler?
Oh, bloody hell. It's Chris Barry, isn't it?
Yes. I was thinking of Rimmer. I was like, who's Rimmer?
Yeah.
Why? Was he in it?
He was in the film with Angelina Jolie. Yeah.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. So, question again. What is the name of Lara Croft's butler? I'm guessing there's only one butler that she's had in the films or series, game series.
Well, I'm assuming this is from the games, really, isn't it?
Good question.
Oh, bloody hell.
I don't know.
Is it Alfred?
Geez, no, it can't be Alfred, can it?
It can be. Alfred.
I'm gonna guess as just butler.
Butler.
That's my guess. Yeah.
I say Jeeves, but I mean it's so like such a not known answer, surely.
Arnie in the chat says Winnie. I don't believe that's his butler. I'm going with what did I say?
You said Alfred.
Yeah, Alfred.
Okay. The answer is Winston.
Fuck.
Arnie's on point there, eh?
Winnie. Winston. I don't remember that at all.
No, I don't remember that. Okay. Question number 3. And last question. Neil's in the lead with 1 point. What are the names of the bobbleheads found in Resi 7? I'm guessing that's Resident Evil 7.
Oh, I haven't fucking played. I played the first half an hour of this game.
This question again. What are the names of the bobbleheads found in Resident Evil 7?
I don't even remember bobbleheads in Resident Evil 7.
Why would you have bobbleheads?
That's for the collectibles, aren't they?
They had bobbleheads in 3. I know that because I just played that.
What are they calling that?
Fuck knows.
Probably the same thing. Resident Weebles.
I was going to say, like, just bobbleheads.
Didn't they have bobbleheads? I mean, haven't they got bobbleheads in almost every game now?
I don't know. Have they? I don't even remember them being in anything, really. Was it Fallout or something there?
Fallout, yeah.
I don't know. Can we have some questions that we know?
I did. I got one. I got Life Invader.
So, I said bobbleheads. Neil, what's your answer?
Resident Weebles.
Resident Weebles.
Captain Adams.
Captain Adams.
Okay. The answer
That's fucking not... That's not Resident Evil.
No. The answer is Mr. Everywhere.
Brilliant.
Right.
No idea.
Shocking behavior. Out of 9 possible things, one person got an answer.
Yes.
Lord is just beating us to death here with his quizzes. Yeah. He's hardcore.
So if anybody got them at home, let's
well done.
Because
you sad loser.
Yeah. No, right. No idea, man. So, yeah, thank you very much, Lord.
Yep, Neil wins.
Hooray!
Yeah, Arnie's got half a point, I'd say, for Winnie.
Yeah.
That's close to Winston.
He wasn't here for the first one either. He might have got that. Unless he was just lurking and being quiet.
No, not sure. Well played. Okay, thanks for that, Lord. Much appreciated. Let's move on to what we've been doing, driving the show forward. Shall I start?
Go on then.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this was what we were saying. So I've been sick most of the week. And then I felt dreadful on Tuesday, but I knew I had a dentist appointment coming up on the Thursday. And I was like, I think I'm going to make it. So I didn't cancel it and came to Thursday and I was okay to go to the dentist. But now I have not been to the dentist for a couple of years. I was pretty good at going regularly. And then COVID just screwed everything up. And not only that, I got a little bit pissed off with my dentist. So I had a little bit of pain in one of my teeth. I decided to go back to the dentist and kickstart my going back regularly. So I picked a new dentist and went over there. And I saw the dentist a couple of weeks ago where he just checked me over. So I had to go in for my cleaning on Thursday.
Oh, you're the hygienist.
The hygienist, yeah. Ugh. And
it's usually messy, especially after a couple of years.
Oh my God. She beat the shit out of me. I am not joking. It was absolutely brutal.
What about your teeth? Brutal. Right?
Do you still taste blood now?
I saw her at two. So it was so funny, man. Like, she was going to town, and I was just like, it was like, it was hardcore. All I can think about is just like torture, like people being tortured in their mouth, right? You know, like Dustin Hoffman. Was it Marathon Man or something where he's, whatever. And there was one point where she was hitting some nerves. I really, really, and this, and like I winced with pain and like this tear came out of my eye, right? And I had to, I just asked, I said, can I just stop for a second? I took off the glasses that they get you and I just wiped my eye. And she goes, oh, she goes, have I made you cry? And I went, oh, you have, you made me cry. I thought we were going to be friends. She goes, we can be friends afterwards.
But for now,
Man,
brutal.
Didn't think they were supposed to go that deep.
And then, I mean, she went to town, and then that was at sort of 2 o'clock, just after lunch. I went to bed at 9 o'clock. I was still spitting out blood. I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. So yeah, go to the dentist regularly, folks.
Don't bother with a hygienist.
Oh, definitely.
Just do a good job of cleaning your
teeth. I do think their hygienists have got to be some kind of sadists. They've got to enjoy inflicting pain. Because, yeah.
I'm not sure I've ever had a male hygienist thinking about it.
I don't think I have, that I can think of.
I've had male dentists, and I've had female dentists. But all of the hygienists, I think, have all been female.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like getting their own back on the
Because I said to my wife, maybe that's it. Maybe this is a hygienist is the way for women to get their revenge back on males in society. Because I said to my wife, you know, isn't it this bad when you go? And she's just like, no.
She obviously cleans her teeth properly.
Well, maybe there's that too.
Does she floss?
Oh, mate, I tell you, I can't. No. This is what drives me to go back. I've forgotten what it was like. This is why I used to go more regularly. So it wasn't so bad. I can't do that again. There's no way I can leave it that long again.
Just don't go. That's the best thing to do.
No, I'm definitely not doing that. I don't want teeth trouble. I don't want, no thanks. I'll go back. So,
well, I can assure you that whatever you went through was nothing compared to having one of your molars extracted.
Oh, okay. It's just
when it doesn't want to come out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't envy anyone. Well, I don't envy myself for this week, and I don't envy you for the molar.
That still looks weird. Where it's healed, but it's weird, like it hasn't healed like the other side, where I had another molar taken out. So,
it's a big wound. Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And your mouth is disgusting. Mouths are disgusting.
Well, you keep putting all sorts of weird stuff in there, don't you?
Okay. This is about to go really wrong. But yeah, so that was really it, you know. I had nothing really else to add. No.
Good.
Neil,
well done.
Neil, what you got on top of there?
I've been really enjoying my Sonos still. It's fucking awesome. I was just playing some tunes. Everyone fucked off out of the house for the first time in ages today, so I just cranked it up a bit. I was like, this sounds fucking amazing. It's really good. Just playing music. And then for TV and movies, it's just awesome. But yeah, one of the things I watched on TV, which probably wasn't enhanced that much by that, to be fair, was this Traitors program. I've been back on that. I'm behind my rest of my family. Well, my son.
Is this the thing with Davina McCall?
No, it's Claudia Winkleman.
That's it, yeah. Well, who did I say?
The other one with dark hair.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a load of people go to this castle and whoever wins gets like supposedly up to 120 grand. So they do all these challenges and they build up their cash. And they're all trying to work together to do really well. But among the people, there are three people who are the traitors. So they aren't supposed to sabotage the tasks or anything. What they do is they gradually get rid of people by murdering them, inverted commas. Every day there's supposedly a murder at night. So someone doesn't return the next day where they've murdered them. But also every day they all sit around the table traitors included, everyone obviously, because the traitors don't, no one knows who the traitors are. And they've got, they nominate round the table, go one by one and write something. They have a little bit of a conversation about, start accusing people of being traitors and stuff like that. And then everyone has to write a name down on their board. And whoever gets the most votes gets hoofed out anyway, because they're trying to find the traitors.
Right.
It's like Among Us.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Among Us. But it's fucking brilliant. I love it. It's fucking well good. I'm a bit behind. I'm up to about episode 5 or 6.
So do the viewers know who the traitors are?
Yeah, we all know who the traitors are, because you get to see them come together at the end of each day and have a little conversation about who they need to get rid of, how do they play it, should they fucking get rid of someone because someone's already pointed them out as a potential traitor, and all this sort of stuff. I fucking really, really enjoyed watching all of the fucking the clips of where they're doing, like, because people obviously talk around where they're doing the tasks, because at the end of each day they all just fuck off. They don't go home, I don't think, but they don't all stay at the castle overnight, hence how they get rid of people. So they leave at the end of the day and they all come back the next morning for the next day's challenges and stuff. But obviously one person doesn't come back. But it's been really cool, like, seeing all of the people getting fucking going absolutely ballistic, and they've fucked it up every day, like, trying to find who the traitors are. But I've done a really shit job of getting the traitors out so far, anyway.
Now, is this, this sounds like something I should probably go download to watch with the family or something like
that. Yeah. There is swearing.
Oh, swearing's okay.
Swearing's okay, but there's nothing else in it.
I'm always swearing anyway now.
Yeah, they're old enough now. They've heard it.
My kids
before.
Are well old enough to, well, I usually swear at them, so it doesn't.
Yeah. Same here. And they're like, you're always swearing. I'm like, well, stop being a knob then. but I've been really enjoying it. I don't know if it goes to shit in the end, but watching the whole, like, obviously you know who the traitors are, so when you're seeing people get accused and stuff like that, like, the camera, like, flick to the people who are the traitors, and they're doing their best to, like, not go, like, make it completely obvious what they're feeling. It's fucking well good.
Now, is that the first season, or has it been?
Yeah, it's never been. I'm not aware of it being. Whether it's been in another country, I don't know, when they've just moved the format over or whatever. Right. But it's good.
So. Okay. I'll put that on the watch list. Cool. That's you done?
I can't think of anything else.
Oh, that's okay.
Like I say, I've been feeling shit for 3 days.
Yeah, so. we're just driving forward. It's good. It's all right with me. Okay, Dave, what you got?
Yeah, I got a couple of things. I started watching She-Hulk. Mainly on the back of the missus was like, oh, let's watch She-Hulk. Yeah, right.
Nobody else. I thought one of you watched it. Neither of you watched it yet?
Mm.
I hadn't. No, I was not going to piss out you for watching it.
Yeah, I know. everybody did.
I have to say, it's actually quite good. yeah, I got into it. It was not what I expected. There was a lot of breaking of the fourth wall. Very funny in sections. There is some massively cringe bits in there. Doing yoga with Hulk in the first episode, the end title sequence on the second or third episode when she's with the client in her room, that was massively cringe.
I think the thing is, though, like, it caters, it likes to reference a lot of popular tropes. That's its real hook, right? This, you know, we're going to watch it in 10 years and it's going to be so outdated. It's going to be really interesting to watch it in 10 years because it's so hooked into what's maybe like a something that's fashionable now or relevant now.
Yeah, it's a definite product of the early 2020s.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like 10 years down the line, we'll look at it and go, oh my God, that's...
Is there a reference really to pandemics?
I don't think so. But
I can't remember.
It was more cultural.
Very self-referential.
Very self-referential. Yeah, some of the music. It was a lot of... what I didn't realise is it was mainly written, directed, produced by women.
Okay.
So there was a lot of female empowerment there. And it does look at sexism and, you know, the troubles that actually women go through as a woman, like,
in their daily.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of the thoughts and processes that women think of, and you can tell it's mainly directed and written by women, by not being completely pandered down to for, and sort of that being a side story. That is like the main part of the character, is she's dealing with having a better version of herself available at all times. And it's like, her questioning, do I deserve this? And it was actually it was quite thought-provoking in that. So, I think it has some depth. I think you're right. It won't age great. But, there was a lot more than just a female version of the Hulk. It was actually a really good story. In a way, she's telling the story. It's not a story about her. It's her actually guiding the audience through her experiences. I actually really enjoyed it. It was a lot more than what I thought it was going to be. I definitely recommend watching it. Because it's not just another Marvel thing as well. It's not just...
Well, no, and that's what I said the last time, which was I thought that She-Hulk and Moon Knight both... I think Marvel got smart, and it was like, we can't keep doing the typical superhero stuff, otherwise it's getting long in the tooth, which we all said it was. And I think She-Hulk was nice like that, and then I gave it a go, I watched it, and I was like, oh, this isn't like the typical Marvel stuff. It's pretty off the wall. It's completely off the wall in a way.
Yeah, and even in the last episode, it's like she redirects
the whole thing. The
story. Yeah. 9 episodes.
What, in a week?
In a week, yeah. They're 40 minutes each. But yeah, in the last episode, the story... she redirects the story. Because it does start going down a ridiculous action movie, and it is done a little bit cheesily, but she does it in a way that actually sort of is in keeping with the rest of the series.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Good.
So there's that. We started going down the, I say we, the missus have started watching the Christmas films already.
I've walked in on some shitty Netflix sloshy Christmas movies recently.
No. Seriously, like yesterday, my wife, her work day got cancelled. She watched 4 Christmas movies.
Fair play.
And one of them I walked in and I was like, oh my God, it's another one of these movies, isn't it? And it was some woman waking up on a guy's couch. She looked amazing when she woke up. The guy's like, you know, trying to offer her a coffee. She's like, oh, no, I've got to go. And I was like, what's her deal? My wife's like, oh, she's a princess. And I was like, oh, God. Do they get together at the end? Probably.
That's the story.
She's a princess.
She's a princess, but he was just a normal dude.
Yeah.
I mean, but I said to my wife, I said, this is just amazing, right? I think I was talking to Defoe. His wife is all into these movies. Like, there are a lot of women watching these, just chomping them up.
It's like, you know, why couldn't this be me?
What, meeting the princess?
Yeah. No, them, like, meeting the hunky fella.
Oh, right.
Who's just, you know, amazing and does everything really, like, super super romantic and all that. You're like,
being swept off her feet and
fucking bollocks.
Yeah, I wonder actually if there's a correlation between my wife's intake of those movies and how much of an asshole I'm being.
So, but yeah, no, I yeah, she's going through him, but I sat down and watched The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
That's definitely not a slushy romantic one, I would say.
No, they're sweet.
Well, maybe, to be fair, I haven't watched it.
You watched the live action one?
It's the Jim Carrey one, yeah, the old one that's like 2000 and...
Old. So it's 2000 at the beginning, it's not old.
I know, we watched them at the... what did we see? We looked at a picture the other day. Oh, it was like 98, 99. It's like, it wasn't that long ago. It's like, oh, fuck, that was like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the Grinch That Stole Christmas, I actually really enjoyed it as a film. I don't really like Jim Carrey much. I don't like his style of comedy, but actually as the Grinch, playing the character that is the Grinch, he's done it really well. There's a lot more adult themes in that film that you don't realise. I think it's like Panto. There's a lot that washes over young children's heads. Which was quite funny. I suppose they put them in for the parents watching it. Like watching it going, what the fuck? That's really weird. And then the missus had a little cry at the end.
I probably would have cried at the end. I always cry at fucking stupid movies.
Do you?
I'm a fucking wimp when it comes to movies for some reason.
How are you? Okay, fair enough. Like, I'm not judging you.
I don't cry any other time, just fucking stupid movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, if there's a Christmas film that you is not fucking... Another Christmas film I watched, which I didn't like so much, but the missus loved it. Spirited with Ryan Reynolds.
Pilch, this I think Disney, Pilch sent me a text saying that it was really good.
Nah. Nah, I didn't like it so much. It's basically Scrooged.
Yeah. Scrooge. The Christmas Carol story, basically.
Yeah. But I think it was
Bill Murray did it better. Is that what you're
saying? That's it. Bill Murray did it better. Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of. I preferred that.
Well, that was Scrooged that you said.
That was Scrooged. Yeah, the film with Scrooge, Bill Murray. But yeah, it's A Christmas Carol, but a different, slightly different take on it. Ryan Reynolds is actually a surprisingly good singer.
Is he? He
is.
Is he, though? Is really have you been hoodwinked by technology?
It might be. Might be. I am subscribed to the Ryan Reynolds YouTube channel, which is very funny. He has lots of random stuff. He's mainly trying to sell his gin.
Gin?
Isn't he
persuading everyone to go and watch Wrexham FC these days?
While drinking aviator gin.
Right, is that him, is it?
That's him, yeah. So he does a lot of that. But he has a lot of really funny stuff. I'm very famous people. Included in his videos that he does on that channel, and on that channel they do sell Spirited, I think is the name of the film, and they say that they did say they
is aviator gin in Spirited.
I don't know. I bet it actually is, but you've got to have a look for it. Oh fuck's sake! I've got to watch it again now. Yes, it is. It is a spirit, and yeah. Yeah,
it's the ghost of Christmas past. bottle of aviator gin.
For God's sake, I'm not going to watch it again. I'll probably look on the website to see if anybody's. I'm not a massive fan of musicals. I did like Schmigadoon.
I still haven't watched that. The real last bit of that.
He's still on like the last couple of episodes.
Two episodes I've left and I haven't watched it.
I think the best song in that is the last episode.
He was at the Game Awards, weren't it? Game Awards. I think. What's his name? Keenan. Something.
Yeah.
Don't know what his name is.
Don't know. So that's basically been it, really. Like, yeah, Grinch and Stole Christmas, Spirited, and She-Hulk. So that is quite a lot. Yeah.
I don't know where you find time to play video games after watching all that.
Well, that's with the missus, and then the missus goes to bed, and then I try and play.
You stay up until 3 a.m. playing video games.
Oh,
like you're 12. Well, maybe not 12.
I'm getting old now. It's not 3 a.m. anymore.
2 o'clock.
Well, I'm thinking about the heating bill as well. Like,
yeah.
If it's
get some insulation
summer,
in there.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, well, if that's all we've been up to, I will say, actually, we finished Wednesday last night, which was nice. We enjoyed that.
It was Thursday. What do you want about?
Hey. all right, let's move on to what we've been playing, then. Who wants to start?
I'll go, if you like.
Sure.
Before I have a coughing fit. I've only really played one game this week. I've still been playing that Tunic, thinking...
Oh, yeah.
Every day I'm thinking, oh, this is the day I'm going to finish Tunic. And I'm still haven't finished Tunic. it's quite long. A lot of the time it's running around going, I don't know what I'm fucking supposed to do now. Which is possibly not the best thing about it. Well, it's definitely not the best thing about it. but I do enjoy playing this game a lot. It's very, like it feels good to play the game. The combat is good. It is chunky and is not cutesy like it looks. It's hard. It can be. You can make it. It gets easier as you get upgrades and power-ups. And that's another part of the game I've really enjoyed, is sneaking around trying to find all of the stuff to make the game a bit easier by giving me more attack power, more defense, resilience, and just fucking loads of, there's so much to do in this game, it's crazy. I have had to resort to a guide a couple of times because I've just been like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now, and after like an hour of running around not really knowing where to go, I've just gone, right, I'm gonna just have to look this up.
That's fair enough.
Is it like puzzles that you're stuck on, or is it like...
No, it's just literally like the path that you need to go on,
right,
to go to the next thing. So I don't know if it's me just being thick, which could well be, or because like most of the time I've just been ploughing along going, yeah, fine, I know exactly what I'm doing, I know where to go, and I can get stuck on the combat attack occasionally because it's quite hard, or it can be certain enemies, and there'll be areas that you come across that bring new threats that you aren't prepared for potentially. And you have to learn new stuff to get around the threats that you have against you. But like the biggest problem for me with the game is the sometimes just not knowing what to do next. And I know I'm near the end of the game.
Right.
And there's definitely one thing I've got to do. I don't really know where to go.
So it's not signposted very well.
Sometimes it is, and then there's other times it's just like, because it's quite, you can go anywhere you want, basically.
Right.
To a point, and as long as your abilities allow you to.
Right.
And there's definitely parts that you get to, and you're like, well, something's going to have to change for me to be able to get to there. And I think I'm now at the point of the game where I can basically get to anything, but also... things have changed a bit towards the end of the game. So, but really, on the whole, it's just been a joy to play, and like the variety of the enemies, and tools that you find to cope with the enemies and stuff like that. It's all been very, very clever. Yeah, I just kind of want it to end. As much as I've enjoyed myself, I'm just like, well, I've been playing this a long time now, and I just really want to get to the end.
How much time have you put into it now,
Jack? Oh, fuck no. So this is the only thing I've played a week, and I've played quite a lot of it this week. Oh, I reckon okay. I've banged in a good, well over 10 hours this week, probably more like 15. And I'm still like, fuck me, this game's going on forever. And I think, because of where I've read in the guide, it's like, even when you finish it, there's a fucking other stuff that you haven't found that you can do. It's a bit like that kind of thing. But yeah, it's just been awesome. I think it's better than Death's Door. It is a similar type of game, because that was pretty challenging. And I think I did get a bit like stuck about the critical path on that game a few times as well. So very similar. This is much more nice looking, and I think overall, definitely, it's been a while since I played Death's Door, but it feels to me like this is the better game. There's a bit more to do in this game, and clearly because I've been playing it for like fucking 30 hours or whatever now. But yeah, I do thoroughly recommend it. If you have Game Pass, you haven't had to pay for it, you should get on and have a go. It is a bit hard at times, but know that that's just you being shit, and you'll be better if you carry on. There's been a couple of times where I'm like, oh my god, I'm never going to do this. And then I've just had a think about it and gone, actually, no, I'm going to do this in a slightly different order, and that's going to make this easier. So, and then succeeded after a couple of attempts. So it is, like I say, it can like make it a bit painful at times, but it's definitely achievable so far anyway. But like I say, at the minute, I'm like, I think I've got one more thing to find. And then I should be ready to the final battle. So, yeah, hopefully I'll have had it finished by next week. And I can start on something else, because I've got a load of Steam games that I bought that I want to play.
Okay, all right, well, that's Tunic then. I'll tell you what, I'll go next, because I've got a little bit of a longer list. I had to add one to my list that I forgot to put into the notes.
Ooh,
okay.
Ooh.
Which I'll talk about straight away, which is Lego Star Wars.
Oh, right, okay.
So, had the discussion last week about what I was expecting with Lego Star Wars. So, this week, it was head down, just grind through the campaign. I got to my times two stud multiplier. I got to my times four stud multiplier. So now I'm obviously they stack. I'm on times eight multiplier. And I finished the campaign all the way through to episode eight.
Wow. So
I got one more episode to do. But I'll be honest, I think I've burned myself out.
You're right.
That's a lot of Lego Star Wars you've done.
Yeah, it was. There was definitely like two or three nights of me just heads down putting in hours and hours just to. There was one point where I was going through the campaign and I wasn't even looking at what I was doing. I was just doing it. I was on like this amazing autopilot, which leads me on to the next thing is that this game, full props to this game, it tells you where you need to go. Like, and I think they had to do that. It's pretty sprawling and quite large in its scope. It can still be very confusing with some of the tasks and taking on side quests. But it has a very good little, it has a marker which shows you where you need to go next, you know, to continue on your quest. So it will get you to where you need to go. I was using that a lot. And once you're doing that, you know, if you're doing the campaign, it's pretty much run down a corridor somewhere, you know, maybe you have to solve a little puzzle inside a room to continue. You continue, you fight some bad guys, you continue along more, you do another little puzzle in a room, and then you have a major boss fight. And there's lots of major boss fights. You know, it's following the story, so you fight Darth Vader. God knows how many times you have to fight Darth Vader. And actually, the combat's pretty straightforward. I can pretty much just breeze most of the fights now without even thinking about it.
Are you always playing as The rebels. No. Right. The rebels.
Like, you're always playing as the heroes.
The goodies.
The goodies, yeah. But along you're always playing a lot as you're always playing along as the heroes. Although sometimes on my way through, because of the story, it suddenly gives you a when you're in free play, you can pick any character that you own,
right?
That you've unlocked or bought.
So, including baddies.
But it, yeah, but at some points it does seem to, while I've been running the campaign, it does seem to say to you, "Oh well, you got this. You unlocked this bad guy, so you can have him for the hub." Every story has a hub world. And then there are separate bits to go off in the missions. Like I say, there's quite a lot to it, and it's, you know, some of the I probably could have finished all the campaigns by now. There were a couple of points where I spent a lot of time in the hub worlds. I got suddenly sidetracked by looking for blue bricks, which are the old red bricks of old. It's standard fare. It's all good. It's exactly what it says on the tin. It's Lego. It's, you know, it's Lego.
So each one is not that long then?
I would say each one probably took me about an hour and a half to
90 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost movie. Like a good movie length.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Funnily enough. There's very little that's been repeated. I think I got to the Force Awakens where I recognized one of the areas. And I was like, I'm sure I've played this before. And there was a Lego Star Wars, The Force Awakens game. They didn't do any for the next couple of episodes after that.
Right.
So that area is very similar, but really they haven't, as far as I can tell, repeated much. And they've got some great little differences that they've added in there. So yeah, well worth a look. And I'll continue on with that at some point. I just need a breather.
Are you going to go and do everything?
I'm going to try and 100% it, yeah, if I can. We'll see. I went back and looked through all my old achievements, and like I could see there's like Lego Indiana Jones 100%, Lego Batman 100%, Lego da 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 100%. But then there were quite a few that was like
1%,
48%, or a 34% here and there. It's like, oh, maybe I burned out on those as well. So so watch this space. You know, the enthusiasm was high that I was going to 100% this at the start. It may be, there is fucking loads to do. Like,
yeah,
I'm not even at the end of all the campaigns yet. And when I go back, it's going to take me longer, like way longer to find everything and do everything. There is a lot there. So I don't know. We'll see. But
I've just seen on the screen that we're watching, episode one, I think.
Yeah.
And I can see there's like a little task called Better Call Maul, which means I now have to play this. Because you're chasing Darth Maul, obviously, at the time.
Yes.
The
fan service on it is brilliant. And there's been a couple of points where it's made me laugh out loud too, where they just, you know, done something. There was one that really had me cracking up. I can't even remember what it was. It's worth a look. Anyway, it continues to be very good.
Cool.
I'll jump onto another one here, and then maybe we'll bounce off to Dave. Temetsi. I continue to play Temetsi, which is the Hexcels / Minesweeper type game. I think I'm up to about puzzle 40 something now. I think I might be stuck on the current Yeah,
it's a live stream of to get advice.
I don't know. It's just there's one puzzle right now. I have to go back and have a look. I can't remember. I think I was doing it yesterday, but I just stared at it for hours. I couldn't find the breakthrough. It's got to be there somewhere, but I haven't been able to figure it out. So I'll go back to that. But again, it's just a brilliant game for me just to fire up when I just wanted just something different to do. Yeah, Dave, shall we bounce off to you then?
Yeah. So I've been playing some Call of Duty this week.
Believe you.
Obviously there's been a massive update. The Reload 1 sort of the mid-season
season one update. Reload, is it?
So they've put the shipment map back in. They've slightly changed it. I don't like the new version. I like the old version.
Well, it's just a load of crates.
It's changed too much. There's more cover that you can't get up high. There's big gaps between some of the crates where there wasn't before, where people camp out.
Dirty campers.
The whole point of the shipment is just running around aimlessly shooting your gun. And people standing still.
What?
Standing? Well, we lying down sometimes.
Is this shipment I'm watching now?
No.
Looks like it might. It's weird.
No. This is a different. This is. Can't remember the name of it. It's not shipment. It is a good map. Because it's very hectic and it's very good at leveling up your weapons and stuff. And I'm all about leveling up the weapons at the moment. I haven't been playing so much DMZ, but I've been wanting to. But I'm finding it very annoying going in with randos at the moment.
So is there no solo option then? Oh, you just have to agree.
You can go in solo, but everybody else is in a group.
Squad.
Yeah, so...
Squads of what?
Squads of three.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... it's doable, but you're not going to progress and do
a multiplayer trial this weekend for free for there people who don't own the game.
Yeah. There's a few options in there. It's not all of the multiplayer types, but there is, like, it's stated as free when you go in. So yeah, if people, I prefer, like, at the moment I'm preferring the multiplayer. I did try, and I have got a raid key because they've now introduced raids.
Yes, this was what I was interested in. So is this part of? You have to own the game to get this, do you? It's not part of Warzone.
I'm not 100% on that. You can get a raid key from Warzone and DMZ.
You have to get a key?
You have to get a key by completing objectives.
For fuck's sake.
So, like, if you're playing it, you should, or if you join a group that has, somebody has a key, I think you can join a group, or I'm not sure if you need a key to join a group. I don't know. So anyway, I got a key by doing my daily.
So what does that give you? Literally one go at the raid.
That gives you access to it. I haven't tried to access it again.
Is your key like consumed once you've used it?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake!
But I basically joined a group, and I joined a group. There's a looking for group. Option in Modern Warfare 3. And I set up my audio, I set up my headset, and joined a group and made sure everyone was talking. It's like, yeah, okay, right. Everybody seemed fine. They were like either the same level or higher than me. So I was like, okay, right, I know they've been playing. Fine. One bloke quit after 2 minutes. So it's me and this other guy. The other guy, I just didn't have a concept of how to play the game, apparently. I was just like, literally 10 minutes in, I was like, it's a complete fucking waste of time.
One for your friends.
Yeah.
You need your mates.
So I was going to say,
just going to fuck off.
If anyone's listening and wants to play Call of Duty and do this raid with me, fucking jump on Discord and send me a message. Because, yeah, like, I'd love to do it. But I'm just... Pilch, I know, plays, but not playing with him at the same times. I don't know, I think he plays. I play quite late at night. And nobody else, plays, is interested. So I'm like, I really want to do it. I really want to.
I'm interested in the raid, for sure. Okay. Because I was like, oh, this is interesting. Something different for Call of Duty. But it depends how what you have to do to get into it. Because if I have to buy the game,
No, we'll have a look. We'll have a look over the weekend. When I see you online, I'll tell you to load up Warzone. But if anybody else wants to have somebody jump on with them, just pop a note in the Discord. I think we've got just a general chat. I don't know where. game chat, just in there, or message me and say, "Oi!" And I'll
please come and play with Dave.
Yeah, yeah. Because yeah, tried to do like the main thing, one of the main new things with randos, and it didn't work. And I'm so never mind. So apart from that, the only other game I've been playing, really, I've played a little bit of it. It's a game called Potion Craft.
Yeah, this is on my to-do list.
This has been out a while. I didn't realise how long this has been out.
It's been out a while, but it's come onto Game Pass recently. So it's an interesting little game. You're basically an alchemist, or somebody who makes potions.
An alchemist, you say?
An alchemist. And you create potions, and you use different ingredients and basically navigate a map of effects. So like one ingredient can send you down one path or in one direction, and then you can add a different ingredient and it can either continue that path or go on a completely different direction. And I'm gesturing left, right, up, down, because there is a map. It's a 2D map. When you put ingredients in, you get a little line of showing you which direction the effects are going to take. So you go one direction, that could be health, or you go another one, it's going to be healing, fire or ice or poison. And then the more ingredients you do and how you use them, you can grind them up or you can water them down, changes in what type of direction the ingredients take you. It's really interesting. And then once you make the ingredients, you're basically making ingredients for people to come and buy. Somebody comes to your stall and says, "Oh, I've fucking broken my penis. Help me." So you got to make them a healer.
Do they actually say that?
No, they don't know. "I've got a poorly tummy."
"My wife is going to leave me because I can't satisfy her."
"I've got some rats that I need to poison," I played it for like 45, 50 minutes, something like that. And the requests were getting increasingly complicated, and so therefore you've got to make increasingly more difficult to make potions. And then there is more to it than that. I haven't got to that point because I've seen where in your area there's things like there's an alchemy machine that's broken, so you've got to buy parts from traveling salesmen. And yeah, it gets it's an interesting concept, and it is quite fun as a sort of a puzzler on navigating what's needed, making enough money, buying more ingredients, or farming the ingredients that's in your plot. But I don't know how you actually every day there's more ingredients that you can farm, but I don't know how you change or I don't know. It's a game with depth. I haven't sort of put too much time into it. It's very interesting. It's simple and fun, for the most part. Probably until you get like a couple of hours in, and then it's like fucking massively difficult. But I haven't got that yet. So it's fun. It's a small game. So whether I play it again, I'm not sure. But I thought it was fun while I was playing it. And that's it. That's me.
Okay. Well, I've been carrying on with Strange Horticulture, which I think is probably going to be something along the same sort of lines, right? Where you have ingredients, which are the plants. I can make elixirs and potions, and there's puzzles in there to solve to try and figure out what it is you've got or what you need. So I've continued with that. I talked about it last week, so I'm not going to dwell on it because, like I say, we've been over it, and I'll probably still be carrying on with it. I'm about in game.
You've been playing quite a bit of it.
Yeah, in game. So it probably takes about depending on whether something stumps you or not, you can probably get through a day in somewhere between half an hour and an hour.
Is that what you play for a day, like a game?
You have
day,
calendar days inside the game, yeah. So I'm 2 weeks into owning my shop. I think I'm quite a way into the game. I'm not sure how much, like, you have a shelf where all your plants are. There's still a bit of space on the shelves, but I have a lot of plants now. But then again, there's a lot of plants that haven't been identified. So there's still a way to go. I still maintain that it's a very well crafted game. It does not let you, it doesn't overwhelm you with what you have at your disposal to figure out what you have to do next. So I got stumped at some point during this week, and then I hit the clue button. And typically, this is what it does to me every time. It goes, well, maybe you should check your letters. It's like, as if I haven't been checking my letters, you know, to try and figure it out. But what it's basically telling you,
you've got the information already. You just need to...
Every time I've hit that hint, like I've been stuck and hit the clue button or the hint button, it's given me nothing that's helped me except a kick up the arse, right? Which is, I think, all it is. It's like maybe it gives people clues if they haven't done the basics, but I've pretty much rinsed myself to the point where, like, I have one letter left sitting there and I hit the clue button. It goes, you should check your letters. And I go, well, I know that it has to be, the clue has to be in this letter somewhere.
Right.
And then you reanalyze it and figure it out, right? There's nothing else you can do because it won't let you progress if you don't figure it out.
Is there a game over state, like you can fail state in this game?
There is a fail state. So there was one point where some guy came in and he was like, I need the elixir of whatever it is. And I had the recipe, but the recipe was, it does it. So it goes, the first plant has red flowers and brings good luck. And I was like, oh, okay, well, there's a red flower. I bung that in. It goes, the second one has seed pods and something else, right? And you put that in there. And the other one has five pointed leaves or whatever. And of course, you go through and you go, oh, well, that's got five pointed leaves. So you put that in there. Then you click to do the elixir and you got it completely wrong. And it gives you like three or four skull and crossbones. And, you know, if you get 10, that's your fail state.
Your shop's shut. The bailiffs are coming around.
Yeah, that's right. Your health and safety shut you down as you poisoned half the town. But that's the nature of the game, right? Is using the information. Like, the information is there. It's, again, it's like that Tometsi. The information is there. There's never any need for guesswork. If you're if you can guess and get, you know, and make a couple of right guesses, right? There's absolutely no need to guess. You know, there's one point, you know, when I struggled a bit on that elixir, and it wasn't until I just went, hang on a second. All right. It's saying that I need a red flower, but it also says a red flower that brings good luck. So I went back to my book and read up all. I wish I had a better database of information, but the book There's no search, which is unfortunate. So you have to flip through all the pages and look for things. And it says, this sometimes brings good luck. And then you look at it and you go, oh yeah, it's got a red flower. Okay. That was the one I needed. Not the one here that's got deadly poison in it that I've been giving everyone else. So it's neat. It's neat. It's a nice little sort of puzzle game. You know, that's it. Again, it's just a puzzle game. So, I've been continuing with that, and then finally, to round us out, Hunt Showdown continues to be the flavor of the year for a number of us. We have a lot of us playing right now, as usual. They've just started the Devil's Moon
event. I need to get back in.
Yeah, so the Devil's Moon event has just started.
It's complicated.
It's awesome. I just started to crack this afternoon what it's all about and how it works. It is very complicated, and they've added in some real game-changing mechanics. So just for example, you can pick up these things called pledges. You basically, if you kill someone, banish a boss. No, I don't even think you have to kill somebody. I think, or maybe if you kill someone, loot a dead body, which is good. That means, you know, you can pick up these pledges quite often because we like to scavenge on the battlefield. Banish a boss or do whatever. You get these pledge marks, I think they're called. And then you can pledge allegiance to either the ground, the sky, the moon, or something like that.
Lunar, ground, and infernal.
Yeah, and that will give you a special trait. And so once you've pledged to the special trait, it gives you a buff of some sort. So the trait that I keep going is called grounded. And as long as you pledge to that trait, and then as long as you have some pledge points, that trait
pledge marks, they're called, I believe.
Pledge marks, that trait will be activated. And the grounded one is that when you die, you don't lose your character. Just like, you know, when you're starting out and it gives you that leniency in the first sort of few hours of a noob player. So now I've decided not to prestige, and I am using that to get my level 50 achievement, because as long as I can keep those hunters and keep getting them back, I should be able to get them up to level 50. But there are some other ones, like there's a self-revive now for solos.
Yeah, so I saw someone talking about that.
Ooh. Yeah, Gary was playing a game where he killed a guy, moved on, and then the guy came from behind him and killed him again. Gary's like, what the hell? I was like, yeah, you missed the memo on that one, is that there's self-revives. So now it's even more important than ever to burn the corpses.
Can they revive while you're burning them?
I don't think so. We haven't.
There's definitely, like, I was watching a video from the Hunt Showdown peeps. There's a video on YouTube about, it came out 4 hours ago, about all of the changes that they've put in for this event. And, like, there are some really strong sounding traits that you can get from these pledge mark things. Like, you can self revive, but there's a payoff. Like, you don't get your health chunks back, do you, or something like that. So you, when you come back, you've literally got, like, fuck all health.
Yeah, you need to get out of there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Interesting what they've done to change things up.
Yeah, and it's, but, you know, it's welcomed by everyone again. I think, well, I say everyone, you know, most of us anyway always have enjoyed these sorts of events because it changes the way
people play it,
it gives you some things to go and do that are a little bit out of the ordinary. I had one of my challenges was to deal damage to hunters using what's called Spitzer ammo, and the Spitzer ammo.
This is why you're not prestigious.
Exactly. This is but actually, one of the other reasons I'm not prestigious is I was trying to sort of keep neck and neck with Matt as best possible. And I've realized that is a fruitless task, because he's just an XP monster. So I will prestige again. I'm not going to prestige for a while. I'm just going to sit. I'm prestige level 5. So I'm just going to sit on that for a while and just enjoy the guns and things that I've unlocked.
Having access to everything, all the tools.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, this one made me use a rifle that I've never really used. It made me use the ammo that I've never really used, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed running with that gun. Very expensive rifles. My finances took a massive hit over the last couple of days.
You've got to land
the hits and extract with them. So
yeah, but it was great. I'll continue to play that. Everyone's still playing it. There's no.
I haven't played in a week, at least.
We miss you.
No, you don't. You got people who are good now. This is what happens.
But you know what? It's not. I don't play because I want to play with people who are good. You know, I just want to play with people I have a laugh with. So
that's why you've been kicked out.
That's why I'm not playing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going great. Yeah. So
yeah, I just wanted to fucking get that game done. I was like, I need to focus on this game to finish it. So I've not played anything other than Tunic all week. And I've still not finished it. So like, fucking hell, I thought I've had this done by now. But nope.
Maybe we can tempt you into a game tonight.
Maybe.
Okay, well, that's Hunt Showdown, and that's all I've got, too. So that, by my calculations, brings us to the end of the show.
A relatively short one for us.
A relatively short one, but it's much appreciated by me to have a relatively short one. I want to just crack on. I've got to feed my kids and whatnot.
Can't they do it themselves?
They can't.
They can.
They can they feed themselves, but they're not going to feed themselves well. Not like me. Who's going
well,
to
you're not the you guy.
I'm going to.
When are you going to the pizza place? Pizza.
I don't want pizza tonight. I'm going to do some pasta, I think.
Just a bit of pesto or something.
I'm going to do a puttanesca, I think.
Ooh, fancy. Yeah. Olives.
Olives, capers, anchovies.
The worst type of pasta.
That's my daughter's favourite stuff. She makes that herself.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of tomatoes, anchovies, capers, a few chopped olives, and what else? A few sun-dried tomatoes. Onion. That's the good one. Oh, no, that's the sauce. Secret. Yeah, but if you do a...
You're still watching Hunt videos while we talk about
pasta. If you do a tomato onion sauce, boil that down, a little bit of salt and sugar. And yeah,
if you add... You have to have sugar if you're just using tomatoes, otherwise it's ming.
Yeah. But then add a few sun-dried, chop a few sun-dried tomatoes and put it in and cook that down for a little bit. And then you get like a really tomato-y, like... not lumpy rich. Bit, but it's really nice.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah. All right, sounds good.
May tikka masala tonight for us.
Oof, nice. Don't now. I'm starting to think, oh, a good curry, yeah.
I had a dream about a kebab the other night.
I haven't had a kebab in so long.
No, but I actually had a dream about one. I was like, it was like the perfect garlic mayo,
mayo,
yeah,
chili sauce, mate, chili sauce.
Both. No. Chili sauce, sometimes sweet chili sauce, but normally chili sauce at the bottom, and then on top of the salad, and then put the meat in, and then garlic mayo on the top. And then the kicker is it's in a naan, not a flimsy wrap.
This is curry.
No, it's gorgeous.
Where, what meat do you have?
Just a mix. Whatever got.
Yeah, chunky meat or sliced meats?
What's I know, sliced meat. No, it's sliced. But it's
you have doners?
Yeah. It's either lamb or a chicken.
Chicken doner's not right. That's wrong. That is totally wrong. Chicken doner.
Ah, it's all right. It's all the same stuff.
No, it's not right. It looks weird as fuck. Come on, that is not a doner. Doner's not good.
When you're that drunk and got the amount of sauce that normally gets chucked on, you can't really tell what is in it. Just
chicken, chicken shish, lamb shish. They're the ones. That's what you have.
That's not bad.
Chunks of meat, proper meat, not that weird mashed up nonsense that they make.
Okay, Dave, do you want to do your bit? Take us out of here.
I will do my bit. Completely forgot. Forgot talking about food. Quite hungry now.
Well, after a kebab now.
Yeah.
Still early.
Right. Thank you for listening to the Sealed Podcast. If you'd like to ask us questions or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Sealed Podcast, email us sealedpodcast@gmail.com, or join us on our Discord server. A link is pinned on Twitter. We have YouTube and Twitch channels which we upload and stream to regularly. I was going to say Neil will do the shout out, but I'll do the shout out. Thanks, Arnie.
Yeah.
Thanks, Arnie. Everyone else enjoying their Christmas parties.
Hopefully.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much, everyone, for tuning in or listening or whatever all that good stuff is. Get us your game of the year.
Yeah, we never saw
top five, please.
We have the Discord channel is ready. It is there. Get on the Discord. Do us a tweet us or whatever.
Well, I'm sure we'll put a tweet out to remind people as well if they follow us on Twitter.
If Twitter's still working tomorrow.
If Twitter's still working and Elon
Musk. Why? What's happening? Oh, yeah.
Twitter's going down the shitter, apparently, again.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, all right then. Until probably next week, we'll figure out when the next episode's coming out. We'll catch you later.
See ya.
Thanks, guys.